Howdy gamers, Patrick Hickey Jr. here at PJH2 for another edition of 3 Minutes of Geek. This week out, we're going to be doing something that we've done quite a few times on the show, and that's review a game. This week out, oh my god, we're reviewing Wasteland 2, the director's cut on the Nintendo Switch. I just have to say first and foremost that I completely enjoyed my time in the Wasteland once again. A veteran of the Wasteland series and Fallout for, you know, a huge chunk of my life. I played Wasteland 2 on the PS4. I loved it. But I have to say that out of all the versions, the one on Steam, the one on PS4, the one on the Switch is my favorite, and the reason why is because, yeah, there's been more voice acting lines added, and it's the definitive version of the game. But it's allowed me to become more attached to the series because of the way the Switch is set up. So, before I got Wasteland 2 Director's Cut on the Switch to review, I had never docked my Switch to the TV at all. Just didn't do it. And the reason why is because I have so many indie games on there and just couch co-op type games where, like, I'll play with my nephews. We'll detach the controllers and we'll play, and there's never any reason to hook it up to the TV. And I'm sure you're saying, well, haven't you played Breath of the Wild? And my answer to you is yes, I have, but I don't own it because I see the Switch as something different than a first party powerhouse. I saw it as an opportunity to play indie games in ways that they weren't played before, like on the go, like Celeste. Oh, I mean, yeah. So, if you've played Wasteland 2 before, it's the same experience. You're gonna love it. It's a great branching story, 80 hours of gameplay, amazing writing, solid voice acting for what they have. But the thing is, playing it on the go is going to be tricky, because for me, I'd be playing an hour at a time, and I wouldn't want to stop playing. So I'd be playing an hour on the way to work, an hour back from work, and then I'd wait for, like, my daughter to fall asleep, and then I'd dock it to the TV, and my wife was kind of like, this is not why you bought the Switch. And to her, I was like, I'm sorry, honey, but this game is this damn good. It's probably one of the best third-party games available on the Switch right now. And for those guys that are dying, waiting for a Fallout game to come out on the Switch, not only is this the next best thing, this is from the creators of the goddamn thing. So you've got a story that can go anywhere from the beginning. So, we've already gone over 3 minutes, but this is Wasteland 2 we're talking about. So, you've got a story that can kind of go anywhere from the start. Sure, you're out trying to find out what happened to a fallen ranger, and that's kind of how it starts. But, I mean, who joins your team? Where you go? It's all up to you. It's like, As an 80s and early 90s kid, somebody that loved that flick Big with Tom Hanks, those choose your own adventures, that's what this is. You can totally, you know, within like the first hour of the game, I have like a drunk hobo on my team, and I'm sleeping with women of the night, and she's willing to take on my entire team, and I'm kind of like, whoa, like, this place is real. This is a living, breathing world full of characters, full of nuance, full of plot. And there's not a lot of video games out there that are this deep and this rich. A lot of time and energy went into creating this world. So that's the good. The bad is that on the go, some of the visuals are not as crisp as they need to be. An early mission, super early, you kind of have to like follow a trail of blood, and you're following it across like a desert, and you're following it inside a cave. And if you're not, I don't want to say eagle-eyed, but if you're not on top of it, you could kind of lose your place. You could kind of get a little bit lost on the Nintendo Switch. If you plug it into the TV, it looks similar to the PS4 version. So you're fine. You're good to go. So there's a couple of missions that'll get you a little hiccuped at times. But again, you play Wasteland 2 because you're a fan of post-apocalyptic movies, post-apocalyptic games, branching stories. I mean, you pick your team from the beginning, and truth be told, you're going to die a lot. And they're going to be, it happened to me the first couple of times playing it on the Switch, I was rusty, where I was like, you know what, this team is not what I need it to be. And I had to start all over again. And it was a little frustrating, but that's what old school tabletop RPGs are all about. And that's where Wasteland really gets its birthright from, you know? Ken St. Andre, Alan Pavlish, Brian Fargo, all these guys. That's where this game was born from. So it's awesome that like 30 years after it was like originally conceived, it still has its origins intact. This game never forgot its roots. So if you like excellent writing, deep, provocative narratives that will make you feel from the beginning, you're going to have to make choices whether people live or die. And you're going to have to deal with that. Definitely not Grand Theft Auto. You need to invest time in the Wasteland. If you invest the time, you level up your characters properly, you're going to have a super, super fun experience. It's playing Wasteland 2 Director's Cut on the Switch is akin to reading a book. A book that you can control. So, if that is kind of like, if that sounds cool to you, and you have a Nintendo Switch, then this is going to be a step in a direction that you haven't experienced yet. And again, nothing against Breath of the Wild. I thought it was a beautiful game. It's more like, Breath of the Wild is like Final Fantasy VII. And Wasteland 2 is like Wasteland. You know? It's like, Breath of the Wild took the Legend of Zelda formula and tried a whole bunch of different things. What Wasteland 2 did was, it looked itself in the mirror and said, these are all the things that we need to do to become the best version of ourselves. And that's exactly what they did. So again, away from some minor hiccups that come from playing the game on the go, it's still an excellent game to play on the go, and one of the top third-party games on the system.